Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 52. Fairy tales lie at the root of collective literary consciousness. Some are widely known, some are not. It has been a great year full of stories and my thoughts on them. So to keep it going, it's story time. This Indian fairy tale begins when a ship encounters a storm at sea and promptly disintegrates. All hands on board are lost except for one young sailor, who manages to hang on a passing plank and is eventually washed ashore on a small island. At first glance, it appears to be a storybook paradise of ripe fruit, but when he reaches up to snag some breakfast, he realizes the branches are thick with jewels instead. In other circumstances, this would be an answer to Midas-level prayers. This situation being what it is, the sailor would prefer carbs over carrots. But he pockets a handful of jewels anyway and walks on in the hope he'll find something more edible. Sure enough, there is one tree on this island that grows real fruit, an apple tree, growing beside a well. After he has eaten his fill, the sailor bends to slake his thirst at the well and sees a woman's face gazing back at him through the water. She is so beautiful that when she crooks her finger, he leaps headfirst into the well without stopping to think. "Welcome to the kingdom of ocean," the mermaid declares. She adopts the role of a tour guide, proudly showing off a panorama of rainbow bridges and crystal forests. It turns out that she is the queen, and the sailor is basically being interviewed for a vacant position of king. He is more than happy to accept. For some time, they are very happy together. But then, the Sailor King becomes curious about the Hall of Pillars in the palace where a mysterious veil is hung. Upon the fabric, cities rise and fall, forests grow and fade, night comes and day again. The mermaid is very uneasy when he mentions it, but she doesn't try to dissuade him from further questions. Instead, she takes him for a proper look, hoping this will satiate his curiosity. It doesn't. He wants to see behind it, and when she draws the veil aside to reveal a statue of a diminutive warrior, he wants to touch it. There, his wife draws the line. No one is permitted to touch the statue. She claims she doesn't know why, but he doesn't believe her. Often, he goes back to look again, reaching out, almost touching, only to stop himself at the last minute. He broods. Frankly, he becomes obsessive. "Am I a king, and may I not have my own way?" he reasons. "Am I to bow to the will of a mermaid wife? After all, I promised her nothing. I must and will touch that little image. Let happen what may." Exhibit A of Power of Karma. No sooner has his hand touched the warrior that its stone foot boots him so hard he is sent flying right out of the kingdom, up the well and across the sea, to land breathless, but somehow not broken, on the shore of his own country. With no way to return to ocean, he goes to his own village instead. His parents are delighted to see him alive, having believed he drowned on that ship, but expect he will soon return to sea to earn his living. He does not mean to do any such thing. He still has his pocket full of jewels. These he sells and uses the proceeds to buy a small farm. After a while, he marries a village girl, who either doesn't care or doesn't believe that he was once husband of an undersea queen. Though he sometimes thinks wistfully of the ocean and the mermaid, he never returns. Whether his mermaid queen still thought of him or whether she didn't, who can tell? The end. Well, I hope she didn't. This fairy tale is unusual in recognizing that some relationships can be impermanent without either party being evil. Certainly, divorce by a statue is a bit extreme. But the narrative does not condemn the sailor. And more importantly, it does not condemn the mermaid. There is absolutely no reason to suppose she did not find a less sexist, less specious husband to share her kingdom. Someone who actually appreciated that crystal forest. On that once upon a time note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.